This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Power Juice by Andrei Pesentiev.
Power Juice!
I yell, getting the attention of everyone in the cafeteria. I tip the last precious drops in my mouth, then scrunch up the can into a ball. I feel the power juice work its way down my stomach and into my veins. Power juice. I put my hands at the bottom of the table and lift, toppling it over. I kick it for good measure. I look around. My depth of vision changes slightly, making everything closer than it is. I stand up, and the power juice makes moving around so easy. I decide to make it a jump halfway through. I balance on the edge of my fallen table. Power juice. Before I know it, I'm on the move. I pass the astonished faces of my coworkers so fast, they meld into a single, wide-eyed face caterpillar. As I power down the corridor, I knock on each office door on the way. I blink, and I'm in the boardroom, an unhinged door several feet behind me. There is a holographic projector in the middle of the table. The presenter has gone silent, slack-jawed. I sweat driblets. My attention is immediately drawn to the tablet at the other end of the room, which shows a bit of text saying, "Purchase power."
"Juice!"
I add helpfully, pointing. A Kevlar-clad security guard pulls on my shoulder, and I fling him across the room through the bulletproof glass, which shatters with ease. I can tell from the reaction of the others that I've committed a blunder, so I lunge after the guard to even things out. The sounds of the city punch at my ears as I whirl in, bracing midair. Behind me, shouts. I twist and grab on to a passing delivery drone. It buzzes at me angrily. I take hold of the drone's rotors at their base and twist. The world turns into spinning. It feels like it's the world that's tumbling round an immovable me, and I laugh. Power juice. I hurl the drone away from me, and it joins the spinningness, and all of a sudden, I'm the one who's loose, and everything else is stable. I slap against the vertical side of a building and hold on. I look back just in time to see the delivery drone hit a passing sky taxi, and then another on the way down. A crowd has gathered below. "Power juice," I mouth at them. They're too far to hear, so there's no point in shouting. The moment of immobility is blissful, but then the urge to move hits me again, so I start crawling upwards, and only then do I realize the concrete is like putty and lets me knead it with my hands. I continue upwards, leaving hand and footprints, then finally giving up and break into a run. Almost at the top, I hear a chattering sound. I look around. The glare of the holographic billboards, the incessant swirling of the clouds blinds me. Then I see the source, a swarm of matte black helicopters heading my way. A dark feeling rumbles my insides. They're after my power juice. I plunge my hands into the concrete, tearing a hole through. The building inside is dark. I jump in anyway. I'm in a dusty storage unit. As I run further in, I fling any boxes I pass behind, trying to block the entrance I came through. I have no time for doors. I burst out of the room through the wall, leaving a me-shaped hole behind. The corridor I'm in has no lights either. I run left, and then next right. Power juice. It sloshes in my head as I sprint down the corridors that all look the same. Why is this place so dark? I run as fast as I can, pushing through walls that seem like they hide safety behind them. I've been stuck in this building for what seems like hours. I turn around a corner and encounter a group of black figures. They look at me with insect eyes, and then one of them shouts, and they rush at me. I feel a cable grab hold of my arm, and I grasp at it, trying to pull it loose, but then another cable gets my other hand.
"Power!"
I bellow.
"Juice!"
I twist around and shake off my bonds. I ram against the wall, crushing one of the things, kick at another, lopping its head off, but then four others come in their place. A cable slips around my feet, tugs. I lose my balance and hit my head against the wall. Before I can gather myself, something stings my neck. I panic. I flail my legs helplessly, and my foot connects to something. One of my attackers flies through my field of vision, mangled and broken. More cables. Another sting. Then a third one. My thoughts become fuzzy and liquid, and I start dreaming of power juice. I wake up. It's dark. I open my eyes and nothing changes. My mouth is sticky and my limbs feel weak, as if my blood is reluctant to flow through. My head, conversely, pulses with pain. I stumble around in the darkness. The space I'm in is enclosed, and there's no ventilation, so my breathing is difficult. Somewhere outside, I hear muffled voices. I stretch out my hands to run them over my surroundings, trying to find some clue about where I am and whether it's possible to escape. I brush up against something. A handle? I press and pull. It's a refrigerated compartment of some kind. I reach inside. Is that? My hands grab a can on their own accord. My fingers pull open the tab. A too sweet liquid burns its way down my throat. Power juice. I flex my fingers as the juice takes control of them. I want to grab things, to poke and tug. I still see nothing, so I pretend my enclosure is all purple. I hate purple. I grab the wall behind me, punching each of my fingers through. I pull and tear the whole chunk out. Light streams in from behind me. I wield the piece as a weapon, grinning. I swing it at the wall straight ahead. A few hits is all it takes. My freedom hole is complete, and I jump out, feet first. I find myself in a military compound, hot wind blasting sand in my teeth. My prison was a large crate. A spent parachute hangs off one side. Then I notice the shouting. Men and women wearing fatigues are pointing rifles at me, yelling in an unknown language. I yell gibberish back at them. The attention is uncomfortable, so I'm ready to leave. But an explosion makes the ground tremble, and we all look up. A dozen crates, just like mine, fall from the sky, slowly drifting downwards. Another blast hits, closer to us. In between the rumble, I hear a call, clear as day.
Power juice!
Everywhere in the camp comes a response.
Power juice!
The soldiers glance around, confused. I smile toothily. Join the power juice! Cry with one of my own. The woman closest to me gives me a horrified look. I realize I've been grinding my teeth so hard I drew blood, and it all splattered, dripping out of my mouth. She lifts her gun at me, and the power juice compels me to run in her direction, smiling wider and wider.
Andrei Pesentiev is a writer of horror, fantasy, and weird things, based in Leeds, UK, where he lives with his girlfriend and a cat that barely even exists. His stories have appeared in places like The Dread Machine, All Worlds Wayfarer, and Tall Tale TV. You can read more of his work at the link in the description.
Hey guys, so this is one of the most bizarre stories I have ever received. It almost reminds me of one of the weird dreams you get after eating large quantities of pickles right before bed. Which, fun fact, is actually a fairly common thing. Pickles apparently mess with your dreams, and I have no idea why. But as somebody who used to chug lots and lots of energy drinks before I realized that my heart was going to explode from it, I definitely had moments where I kind of felt like this as well. But then the fact that he actually took this story and turned it into something with a plot at the end blew my mind. The government is using people who react to this energy drink and turning them into weapons of mass destruction, dropping them on foreign countries that we're at war with. What? Andre, you got an A+ in my book. That was different, man. That was awesome. If you did like his story, he's got another one on the channel, which you probably won't be surprised to hear. It's entitled, "She Went Out for Milk One Morning and Only Came Back the Previous Day." And yes, it is just as weird. If you guys like this one, be sure to leave a thumbs up and a comment on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast, just be sure to subscribe for brand new short stories multiple times a week. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.